CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kafmo?
Abashabana Babalu.
He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my little friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this beat.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kafmo.
Mina ngiyothe sicasting ngicela ukusivumelana namadenge kasisinomo sanje sibele sishela abantu namasikazi amafleti. Hello nice, hello nice. Shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Professor Moody.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you. Unleashed with Professor Moody.
Hey! It's our Wednesday. It's another Wednesday, and you know the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kafmo, right here on CliffCentral.com. And you know, if you want to catch the podcast of this, show, then you can just always just go to CliffCentral.com. And you know, this is the kind of show where we just hang out and we talk about things that you don't want to talk about in your relationship or when it comes to even love. And we do this every Wednesday on CliffCentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed. And we always just have fun, and we always bring your favorite celebrities to come and have a chat with us, you know. And today, I got to tell you, we got a gentleman in studio, and I mean, he's hot. You know, he's hot, and he's dressed nice. And ladies, I got to tell you, ladies, this man is dressed like he's dressed for TV. All right, I'm here in my tracksuit pants and I'm just chilled, you know. My content producer is just here looking, I'm not saying you're looking terrible, but she's just here looking normal. Justin J, you know, she's just here looking normal. And I mean, you know, our guest today, he's just made us feel like, you know, we are so underdressed. And as usual, you guys know, we have our topic for the day, and today's topic is very interesting because we are talking about public display of affection. What's your take on that? What's your take on that? You know, public display of affection, whether it's culturally, whether it's, you know, modern, you know, because I mean, I grew up, we always just used to run away from, you know, your uncle or mang, you know, even when you had a girlfriend, you'd be by the corner there. And, you know, you'd never hold hands with your girlfriend. But now, I mean, these things are just happening, you know. Is it something, did we do it because it was embedded in us, you know, via culture? Or were we just scared? Or were we just, I don't know. Yeah, why? You know, and especially with us black people, you know, like being affectionate has always been, you know, something that you cringe on when you think about it. Whereas to like, you know, white people. Yeah, I mean, you know, they've always just been open and having conversations and, you know, holding hands after school and sometimes even, you know, walk your girlfriend to her parents when they're picking her up. And, you know, I mean, when you depart and then you're like, love you. Yo, it would never happen at my house. Definitely. All right, so send us your voice notes, and you know the number is 079-748-2090. Have a chat with us. You know, let's talk about public display of affection. That's what we're talking about today. And when we come back, I promise you, we're going to be talking to our guest, and he is going to really blow our minds. You know, I'll give you guys a hint. You know, he's a musician. He's a producer, he's a composer, he's a performer, he's an actor, he's zonke bonke, And, you know, after the song, we'll definitely just have a chat with him and just get to know him a little more. And then we get into our topic. So, right after Chris Brown says, "Just let me ride." Here we go. The show is unleashed.
You're listening to Unleashed with Cassette Radio.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Cassette Radio.
Don't say a word, no girl, don't you stop.
Let me ride. Chris Brown. Chris Brown is definitely on fire, man. There's this new song that he's got, and it's like, "I woke up like Chris Breezy." The video is too insane. I gotta tell you, the video is too insane. Don't forget, we're talking about our topic today, and our topic is public display of affection. And you can send us your voice notes. The number is 079-748-2090. Welcome to Unleashed, officially, right? Welcome to Unleashed, officially, and we have our guest today. Most of you guys know him as Uma Vilos. Uma Vilos. You know, his name is Albert Malahlela.
Yeah,
he's Albert Malahlela, and this man is a producer, he's a composer, he's a performer, he's an actor. You know, there's so many things that, so many layers to this man, and we're about to find out what is he about. What's up, my brother?
Good. How's it, my brother?
Are you good?
I'm super awesome,
man. Welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here, man.
Yeah. The show is called Unleashed. We just unleash people like you.
Oh, man. You know, out of the leash, man.
Out of the leash, yeah. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people get excited when they come to the show. And we have a chat with them. And then after that, they're like, "Yo, I go rough, la."
They feel really unleashed. Yeah.
No. Because we ask questions that we go deeper. We go deeper. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, man.
I mean, I've said all these things about you. I've said that, you know, you're a composer, you're a musician, you're a producer.
Yeah.
My question is this who you say you are?
Yes, this is me. Definitely, this is me.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you about? Like when we say Mavilos, you know, actually let's start with this name Mavilos. Where does it come from?
You know, Mavilos comes from, it comes from far away.
Yeah.
Way back then. Way back then.
Yeah.
When I was still in high school.
Yeah.
Still singing with my choirs.
Yeah.
I had choirs.
Oh, you had choirs?
Not even one choir.
Choirs.
I owned a choir at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you the leader?
I was the leader, the composer of the songs. for the village and for the high school.
Yeah.
I had both choirs in my hands, man.
You know, Mavilos, like now that I'm asking you, you know,
yeah,
this,
yeah.
Were you one of those guys where, you know, go crying and ulida,
yeah.
You know, and you're those guys where you're mankopili and they're wearing like a white shirt and they give one of the leader of the choir, where are were you one of those guys?
you know what I used to laugh with myself and my guys back then? I was just a lead singer.
Okay.
And every member of the choir was a staring.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because we used to have those choreographs that everyone has to participate in, and then that's when those are the things that made us win the crowd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was not just about me, but yes.
Oh, so it wasn't about the fact that you're a handsome man. And the ladies will always just come to Eholweni just because, ooh, Mavilos.
I didn't even know whether I was handsome or not. When the ladies scream, I didn't know whether they are screaming because they see me or they love the voice. I didn't know.
Mavilos.
And that's where the name Mavilos came from.
Hey, because you were so handsome, it even came with a nickname. That's what happened.
No, it came because during the singing, I will vilovise the song, man.
Oh, vilovise.
Yeah, actually, it was vilovisor.
Okay, so the name was vilovisor.
The name was vilovisor.
Yeah.
It was like, what is vilovisor?
Yeah.
I'm vilovising these people. Oh, what's happening here? Then I just thought, you know what? This can be Mavilos.
You know, yeah. I'm terrible with English, right? so when we say vilovise, I mean it sounds like some fancy disease. Like, what do you have? No, I have vilovise.
It's something like, you know, reggae malitis.
Oh, reggae malitis. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
But vilovisor is that kind of a disease that you want to eat it to heal something.
I was saying, So the ladies wanted to eat you so that they could heal something.
Yeah.
I was saying. Oh my goodness, we are so stupid and we forget that we're on air. But you know what's nice about it is that we're able to just talk any nonsense because we are on cliffcentral.com where we're just free to talk about anything and have fun. You know?
Man.
So if you guys want to ask Vilovise anything, you know what's our WhatsApp number and just send us that. And we're still having a chat with Vilovise. And you see, the thing is you haven't answered me.
Yeah.
What is Vilovise?
No, in fact, I didn't even know.
When you are vilovising, I want to know.
Let me give you a scenario.
Yeah.
You know, with choirs, we used to sing songs that will heal people at the funerals or weddings.
Yeah.
Make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are at the wedding parties, kind of those stuff.
Yeah.
You know, during the song, I will go, Avavila vavavo.
Yeah.
Tavala vavive vavava. Avila vavo, avilo, avilo vava, vave.
If you didn't know what vilovising is, now you know. Avila vava, vava.
Au vave.
I am having so much fun, and I've learned something new, and it's called vilovising. But you know, it sounds like I'm gonna go home, and I wanna vilovise my wife. I'm gonna vilovise my wife.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's how the name came, and then I just said, now I want to put the name in the market.
Yeah.
So, Vilovisor is a bit longer.
Yeah.
Let me turn it into
Mavilos. Mavilos.
Mavilos, who does marvelous music.
Ah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Tell me something.
Yeah.
This music thing, is it something that you learned or is it in your blood or, you know?
My brother, truly speaking, this thing is in my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go to school for music.
Yeah.
In fact, I taught people music. Wow. Those guys who were singing in my choir, some of them, they couldn't even pronounce Doti la sofa mi re do.
Yeah.
But I had to tune them.
Yeah.
And then they became one of the best singers, vocalists in our village.
Yeah?
Yes. So I taught them. Because this thing is in me, it's in my blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to go to school for it.
No.
You know, there's a lot of people that go to school for something and then.
Yeah.
And then you realize that, okay, they come and they flaunt, or I've got a degree in this, in music. But if it's not in
action.
Put them in action. Yeah.
Then that's when you will see the true colors.
I'm currently struggling with my daughter. Because she's learning Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's just started the choir. And I have to listen to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not right, man, you know. Sure, shallows. She's singing it the white way.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who is Pulele? Kule Zontaba. And she doesn't say Ntaba. She says Mtaba. Tule Zontaba. I'm like, okay. She's got a white choir master. Now she's sounding like coolest them tava. Oh,
imagine, man.
Mavilos, come home, man. Just come to my house. Come and vilovise my girl. You know what I mean? Where are you from?
I'm from Polokwane.
Yeah.
The village called Radikale. When I'm always saying village, village, village.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a village boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Proud of it.
Proud of it.
Yeah.
I was born there. I was raised there.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Joburg. You know, me coming to Joburg.
Yeah.
It was via my singing. My singing. I couldn't call it career by that time.
Yeah.
But I was just singing with my choir in the during the functions, different functions.
Yeah.
So it was a graduation party.
Uh-huh.
They invited my choir.
Yeah.
So as we were entertaining people, there was someone there.
Yeah.
This man is a doctor. He was listening to us, and he came to me and said, "Man,
yeah,
how can you sing like this?
Yeah.
I never thought we would find people singing like this here in this village.
Yeah.
I grew up here.
Yeah.
But I've never seen somebody like you." That, yeah, yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
Then he said, "You know what? I would love you to come to Joburg and pursue this thing. Take it, make it your career." I said, "You know what? That is what I always wanted."
But isn't it said that everybody needs to come to Joburg to pursue something?
You know, truly speaking, you can do things away from Joburg these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during that time, 90 something.
Yeah.
I came to Joburg in 1998.
Yeah.
So things were not as viable as they are right now in other provinces.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Joburg was still the number one province where things are happening.
Yeah.
So it was like a dream come true.
Yeah.
For me coming to Joburg. Yes, I came to Joburg with him.
Yeah.
I stayed in his house.
Wow.
I pursued my career. My first studio to enter in the studio was Jonina's studio.
You lie.
Yeah, man.
Do you know that Jonina and I are neighbors?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, back at home. Yeah. Back at home. We're like 9 houses away from each other.
Oh.
My cousin.
Yeah, my cousin. Kava,
yes, yeah.
That guy, he
his
was
father was an amazing drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brazox.
Yeah, man.
Ase Rasel.
Now you can.
We never used to sleep.
You can tell it's a family of music.
What happened to you and Jonina then?
So I recorded my first demo ever.
Yeah.
In Jonina studio. And let me not jump this.
Yeah.
The keyboard that I learned.
Yeah.
I taught myself how to play the keyboards. It was bought by this doctor who brought me to Joburg to pursue my music career. He bought the keyboard for me. I learned. I couldn't sleep, my brother.
He believed.
He believed
he
in
believed.
Me. He believed in me. I never taught myself to play other people's songs.
Yeah.
Every note that I touched on the keyboard was when I've got my own melody.
Yes.
I will go on the keyboard and try
and go
get
ding,
that
ding,
melody.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even when I go to Jonina studio recording, he was like, "Man, who taught you to play this?"
Yeah.
I taught myself, my brother. He was like, "Damn, you're good."
You exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody goes to school.
He could hear my
compositions. Yeah.
Exactly. He could hear my compositions. They were genuine.
Yeah.
They were not like taken from C flat.
Yeah.
C minor.
Blah, blah,
from whoever. It was just a pure composition.
Because
from
music.
It's inside, man.
Lives in you.
It's spiritual.
Oh. My philos. Ha. Injagam Dev in the coming kitchen. We are hanging out with Mavilos, and we're gonna get to know him even more. I'm enjoying myself having such an amazing person in the studio, such an amazing soul as well. You know, somebody who loves laughing. I laugh all the time. It heals me.
Laughing is a healer.
Yeah,
man.
It's a healer. It's a healer.
Yeah.
You know, the show is called Unleashed, and right here on cliffcentral.com. So send us your voice notes. Don't forget, we still, have our topic that we're going to be talking about. And the topic is public display of affection. Is it something that's cool? Is it something that's not? Where does it come from? Is it okay? Is it not? You know, is it disrespectful? Is it not? Send us your voice notes. The number is 079-748-2090. And we are hanging out with Mavilos in Jagam Dev. Mavilos.
Hey, Tara.
Reggae music.
Reggae music, man. I love reggae music.
Yeah.
You know, as a musician, I don't like classifying myself under a certain category.
Yeah.
Because one song comes.
Yeah.
It can come in a rhythm.
Yeah.
It can come in a R&B style.
Yeah.
It can come in a house.
Can come style. In a reggae style.
So, music is music.
Music
so,
is music.
Yeah. So, reggae music, I loved it. And I happened to be part of a certain group.
Yeah.
Which was doing reggae music.
Okay.
Actually, not that deeper roots reggae.
Reggae, yeah.
But rhythm, kind of rhythm reggae.
That okay.
one that we score has got a melodical that shows that this is an African melody.
I mean, this is like now 2003.
Yes.
Right.
This was in 2003.
When and when are you arrived in Joburg 98?
I arrived in Joburg in 98.
So all this time it's just you hustling.
All this hustling. Time is me hustling
yeah.
up and down,
yeah.
working with legends, your
yeah.
K-Fal, Kondrizi Kubu,
yeah. Steve Kekana.
Yeah, the father of Moti, Mr. the late Mr. Banza Khaswane.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was working with him when he was still teaching his boy
yeah.
Moti.
Yes.
From
Mikasa.
From Mikasa
yeah.
to play the trumpet.
Okay.
Yes. So I worked with the late his
yeah.
father,
yeah.
Kondrizi Kubu, and the other man who was a very good bassist, Brajiga from Alex.
How old are you?
Hey man,
you don't look that old.
Yesterday I was turning something, man.
Yeah, it wasn't your birthday yesterday.
It was my birth. It was my on the 25th.
It yeah.
was my birthday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah, day before yesterday.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So I was enjoying myself just turning something.
Yeah.
Big number, man.
Yeah, big number. Big what? Big numbers are good.
Big numbers are good, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know how they say it. Yeah, term of Alexa is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you don't speak like that these days, you're like, eh, but ooh,
yeah.
Good. Utin. Yeah. You know, bizarre. Awesome. Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. But no, it's not awesome. It's not awesome. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
so
then,
you get into this
then,
group.
Then in 2003, there's a man called Denchanda. People know him from Splash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
know
yeah.
him via Patricia Majalisa,
yes.
Dalom Key.
Yes, yes.
There was this group called Machicos.
Machicos. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the group was loved by many.
Mm-hmm.
And
for those who don't know, like one of the songs, the Machicos.
Yes.
What did they go like?
The popular songs were My Hero.
Yeah.
Victory.
Yeah.
And the songs that I composed,
yeah.
which were very big in Botswana,
yeah.
Namibia, Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
There's a song called Ke Godile Mama.
Yeah.
And a song called Banabaka.
Yeah.
And a song called Ejele.
How's that?
Botswana, they used to call it Ijile.
Ijile.
Because they couldn't
yeah,
pronounce it.
They couldn't
it
pronounce
Ijile.
It, yeah, but I know. Ijile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually Ejele.
Yeah, Ejele. Yeah, Ejele. Kashi. Yeah.
So, when he said, you know, Mavilos, I heard about you.
Mm-hmm.
Our lead singer is leaving the group, in fact.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for someone who can be on the same level or above.
Yeah.
Not someone who's going to be lower than the current guy.
Yeah.
So I said to him, you know what? You know, I've got a solo career that I'm pursuing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't mind to help you. But let's first start by having maybe make auditions.
Yeah.
I remember people were coming from Mpumalanga.
Everywhere.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
Auditioning to be the lead singer.
But they were not marvelizing.
But they were not vilovizing.
Vilovizing. I got it wrong. Yeah. They were not vilovizing.
Yeah. And then said my Vilos, no.
Come vilovize.
You are the guy. I don't know. I don't hear those guys.
Yeah.
I only heard you, man. And then I said, you know what? Let's take it. Let's
do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in 2003, I started with the group. We started touring. It was my first time going outside of South Africa.
Yeah.
My first tour
I
was
see you
in
went
Zimbabwe,
everywhere. Zimbabwe, Botswana, everywhere.
UK.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
understand? With the group. So I used to make people cry tears of joy. Man,
yeah.
When I sing on
when
stage.
When you vilovize.
When I'm vilovizing them.
Oh, Zag. Oh, man. Listen,
so,
we're gonna chat, you know, a bit more about Uma Vilos and his vilovizing. But I wanna incorporate, you know, our topic as we talk about it. And you know, we're gonna come back and talk about public display of affection. Is it appropriate? And we'll come back right after this. Right. let's vilify. Let's vilify this topic. Let's vilify this topic.
Yeah, man.
You're a village boy.
I'm a village boy.
You're a village boy.
Yeah.
Public display of affection.
You know,
is it something that you used to do growing up?
You know, luckily,
yeah,
me as a guy who grew up at a rural area.
Yeah. What's your culture? Mubedi.
I'm a baby.
Yeah. So yeah. So, I want that. Yeah.
I've got the privilege of knowing two lifestyles.
Yeah.
The home.
Yeah.
And home the Jersey. And the Jersey one.
Okay.
Because it's been a while since I've been in Jersey, guys. Yay.
Yeah.
You know this place, man.
Yeah, you know this place. Yeah.
So I've got a privilege of having to know and understand the two kind of lifestyles.
Yeah.
Others, they used to call it slow lifestyle and fast living lifestyle.
Yeah.
So affection is a good thing.
Okay.
According to me, it's a good thing. If it is displayed in a good manner.
Explain yourself. What is a good man and what is a bad man?
A bad manner is when somebody underage.
Aha.
Somebody underage.
Aha.
Is displaying it in front of adults.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because to show respect to your elders.
Yeah.
It is something that always takes you a long way.
Yeah.
And it makes you a special someone in front of those elders.
Uh-huh.
Because once they know that this boy or this girl has got so much respect, first they trust you.
Yeah.
You become trustworthy.
Yeah.
Secondly, they can send you wherever because they trust you.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Warumeha.
Warumeha.
So that you can romeha.
Exactly. No.
You're not showing affection just so that they can trust you.
Yeah. No. But the thing is that you know, me, I don't like when somebody is hiding their affection.
Yeah.
Because the person that you love must know that you love her or you love him, and you are not even afraid to show the whole world
that you love her
or you love him. As much as I say, if I see grown-ups holding hands, walking in the mall, I get so much inspired.
Yes. Like Bokoko and old man.
No. I'm talking about guys who are over 18.
Okay. All right.
Yes. People who do understand what they're doing.
You know, I saw my grandmother and my grandfather holding hands.
That is wonderful.
At my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
And as we were just, you know, moving away,
yes.
this beautiful picture of them just walking away, holding hands.
Wow.
And that is amazing, right?
Exactly.
So riding under 18, I mean, but love is love, right? Whether you're 18 or 17, at that moment you feel like you're in love, right? And you want to show the whole world that you're in love.
But you know what? I've got a problem because other people, they tend to be matured in a very, I don't know, how can I put it? After so much time, after a long time, you find the person is 35, but still not matured.
Yeah.
You understand? So that is what I'm saying. When you are
under 18, it's a bit disrespectful. Is that what you're saying?
Because according to me, you are still learning and trying to understand the reality of being affectionate with someone.
Yeah. And maybe sometimes that affectionate could lead to the wrong things at the wrong time, at the wrong age.
Exactly.
Ah, I hear you.
You know
here's a question. Now that you're over 18, right? Let's actually bring it to Buma 22, 23 upwards, right? Now this is a stage where you kind of know what you want and, you know, you've got your person. Public display of affection. Does this mean that when your person is not holding your hands in public, you know, or kiss you in public, does this mean that, you know, maybe they kind of ashamed of you, or they
I'm
don't.
Sorry to laugh. You know, there was a time where a guy will go out with a girl during the day.
Yeah.
But he will always go for a certain girl.
Yeah.
Very late at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be seen with the girl during the day.
What?
even the girls.
Yeah. They don't want to be seen with this guy.
They don't want to be seen with this guy during the day. You understand? They've got their own reasons. You know what I'm saying? They want to be seen with this certain boy during the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Exactly. So
I'm tearing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Girls don't want to be seen with this guy during the day.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
There is something that this guy keeps on going back to that girl whom he see only at night. That he doesn't get from the girl he see during the day.
Mara, this topic is now going the other way.
You know what I'm saying? So it's something else. It's something else. But
Mavilo, stop beating around the bush. I'm asking you a question. Does this mean, or if I don't hold my wife's hands in public, does this mean, or maybe I'm ashamed of her or not?
Truly speaking, something is not right. You are ashamed of.
If
you cannot want us to know that she is your lover, or you are her lover, something is wrong.
Is public affection a way of claiming your person?
Is, you know, like it or not,
claim
the person that you love.
Yeah,
show the world that, you know what, I love this person.
Yeah,
truthfully, the world, watch me.
But do I have to show the world? I mean, indaba ila. This is our thing.
No, you know, the person that you love, it's your pride, it's your dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that. I like that.
It's your pride.
The person that you love.
It's your pride.
It's your pride.
You can brag.
They are your dignity.
Exactly.
They are your ego. They are... Yeah.
Thank you very
they
much.
They make you you.
They make you you.
Yeah. They make you walk out of your house
you,
with your head held up high.
You go around with her saying, guys, I'm complete.
Yeah.
You see me.
I'm complete.
She completes me. So, as much as you see
her. I like that. I like that.
If I see you going after her, knowing that she is mine, I know, my guy, you just disrespect me.
Yeah, no, Chilindo.
Exactly. Because I just showed you that she is mine.
She is mine.
She is mine.
Yeah, she is my pride.
The girl is mine.
Hey, Mavilo. The dun dun dun
dun dun. Yeah, man.
Da da. Put some bomba. Oh, yeah, you've just claimed her.
You claimed her. You must be territorial, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people are animals.
Yeah.
But
we are animals.
The lions.
Hey, Bon, my viewers, let me tell you something. We are territorial.
Yeah.
And you know, you always see it when you take your wife to like, let's say, a funeral.
Yeah.
You know how she claims you. You know, after the funeral, you're sitting there after tears, nyana. You know how they claim you.
Yeah.
They send you to the car to go lola tadi slippers. They're like, babe, these shoes. Can you please get me my slippers? You know what she's doing? She could have always gone to the car. She's literally pissing around you.
She's
claiming you.
She's territorial.
She's territorial.
Yes.
Because we're animals.
So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
You must be territorial with the person that you're proud of. Your pride.
Yeah.
That ego of yours. Yes. So, don't be afraid to show the world unless you are not ready.
To show that she's yours, or
you are ashamed of her.
Hey, we are hanging out Lima Videos for Fitz. This guy is just literally telling us he's a music producer, he's a singer, he's an actor, he's all of them in one, and we are talking about public display of affection and what that comes with, you know.
Yes.
And he's just said, already, you know, when you go out there and you show, you know, affection publicly to your partner, that's you saying, or I am proud of who this person is. But now, you're not alone on earth.
Yeah.
It's not just you and your person.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people.
True.
When is public affection now too much? Okay, too much. I mean, yeah, you've claimed it. Mwah, hi. You know, you've held a hand sharp, but when can it be too much sometimes?
You know, I don't know which word can be relevant.
Yeah.
When now the exotic part
yeah,
of it is now displayed in front of
children.
Children.
Yeah. Or not even or children. Even, yeah. Or other even people who are not involved
people,
in this.
Other
thing.
People who are not involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
That one, you are now getting out of the boundaries.
So if I just smack a bum. I mean, you know what I mean?
You know, you know, smacking the bum, it also sent a certain message to us.
Yeah, who tap that ass.
Yeah.
Or hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Tap that ass. Yeah.
So,
because it could kind of, you know, I mean, someone says, people are visual people.
Yeah.
So if I tap her ass in public, right, or if I squeeze it, whoever sees it, they kind of now start visualizing it.
They're actually extra visualizing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So
they
now you're giving people an opportunity
to actually come
extra visualize your person.
Exactly.
Oh.
And then you know, other people can also in your absence.
Yeah.
They can actually tap her there because they see they've seen you doing it. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, people can be challenging. They
yeah.
just want to let me see what she's gonna do.
Yeah.
If I can do this, because they did it in front of us, it means they don't respect themselves.
So you're saying?
So they're saying they are. It's like they are inviting us.
So
to
wait,
also
I want to get. Are you saying that if I, you know, spank her
mm-hmm.
in public,
yeah.
I'm opening up a door.
Man, you are opening the door of tigers, man.
Hey, Mose Alex, I'm a rot. Hey, I figure I'm a rot. I'm a rot. I figure that. Oh, sister, Rangiti naming boni khurman liti cha.
Yeah.
Manji,
you know,
thing is, and
you know.
Yeah. For our pelele.
Exactly.
Pelele, right, man. Yeah.
So at the end of
the day, and maybe another place is like church, right? If you start doing it, go get again.
Yeah, man.
Is it okay to hold hands, go get again? I'm just saying. Your wife's next to you. You know, you're listening to the sermon. You know, she touches your hand. You hold her.
Holding hands is acceptable, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I believe, is acceptable everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what is not acceptable? Let's go deeper into it.
Yeah, like well, like I said.
Yeah.
The exotic part of it,
yeah.
when you are now being, the chemistry now controlling you takes over.
Yeah.
And you even forget that you are in front of other people. That, uh-huh. That's where
when it goes
wrong.
All right. So kissing. Let's just break it down. Kissing?
Yeah, kissing, you know, it has got lots of styles, types.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
There's a baby kiss.
Yes.
Bah,
yes, sir.
And there's the ha.
Yeah.
French.
There's the halal.
There's the halal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Halal.
Yeah. If you go halala, that is a problem, man.
You can't do the halala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the halala comes with the sounds.
Yes. Yeah.
And the sounds.
And that's why it's
The sounds, man.
All right. So what about subtle touching? You know, Nali, man, just do. Touching, yeah, no, man. High heavy, high in, you know, it's just a...
Touching where? Touching the neck?
Touching where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touching
so
where?
So the area of touch, of the touching, is crucial.
It's crucial.
Yeah.
Very much crucial.
Touching where? Almost got to go to touch that
wall.
Yeah.
You can't just touch
I mean, there's also like stroking of the face.
Yeah.
I mean, someone can stroke your face. Oh, baby, man.
Yeah, you know, that one is a simple.
Looking like, into your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is easy. It's
yeah.
simple. It's just, you know, it's light. But when you start to go.
Yeah.
Mixing with the halal, huh? That is a problem.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. I'm having so much fun in the studio. I'm hanging out with Oma Vilos, and we're having a chat about public display of affection. Yeah. Talk to us. Is it okay? Is it not? When is it too much? I mean, I grew up, obviously, you know, I went to Kokasi schools.
Yeah.
And then when it was time to actually go, you know, Kasi schools, then I went to white schools, you know, and I was shocked. You know, I mean, I got a white girlfriend, and she was like, no, walk me to my dad's car. I'm like, hey! And you gotta understand. I mean, we just came out of
yeah
apartheid. You know, you're thinking dogs, you're thinking. She's like, no, walk me to my dad's car.
Wow.
So I walk sharp, sharp, and as we get there, she's like, okay, bye. She came through. I don't know whether she was gonna hug me or she was gonna kiss. I jumped. I was like, uh-uh. This is not happening. I am not about to get shot in Nigel. All right. Nigel, no, I was not going to get shot. But I'm saying, here's my question. Would you become, I mean, you're a dad, right?
Yes, I'm a dad.
To a daughter.
To sons and a daughter.
Haha. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that you're saying, and a daughter.
Yes.
Would you be comfortable if, you know, a boy walked your girl and they were holding hands?
You know,
after 18,
you know, it would be nice
mm-hmm.
if my daughter
mm-hmm.
can introduce me
to the boy,
before I see them myself.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, there must be this.
Was that intro?
Yeah, there must be this intro. I must not be surprised.
Yeah.
I must not be surprised, like waiting in the car and then
next thing,
there, boom.
Yeah.
Come. No, I must know. Oh.
This boy with his dirty hands on your daughter.
There she comes with the boy.
Heaven.
The boy.
Mm.
They are coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at least I was warned.
Yeah.
And I prepared.
You were prepared.
Myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, it's cool.
You spoke such like cool. A true dad. You spoke like such a true dad. Hey, we're hanging out with Mavilos, man. The show is called Unleashed. Send us your voice notes, man. We're about to wrap up with him. Send us your voice notes and let's have a chat with him and tell us what your opinion is with regards to public display of affection. You know, a lot of people say love is love. You know, whether it's from teenagers, whether it's from at least it's a good thing. It's not hate.
It's love.
It's not somebody, you know, ashapangwana how. You know what I mean? Then it's not an attack.
Yeah.
It's actually something that makes, you know, the other person happy.
Exactly.
Right? It's about what makes them. So my question is, you know, when you've got people who are shy generally.
Yeah.
If your partner is shy. Do you kind of judge her on? I mean, if you touch her and she goes ah, like it does.
No.
How do you?
You know, I like the ah.
Mm.
The ah as well. It will, the facial expression.
Yeah.
Will tell me, what kind of ah is that?
So it's like ah.
No, if you
should. Like ah or ah.
Yeah, that ah, I know, is rough.
Yeah.
It's very rough.
Yeah, please. Right?
It must come with the expression that, you know, I do like when you touch me, but please not in front of the people.
Yeah.
I'm shy, you know. Then she's my person. Then I know, okay, I cannot embarrass my person.
Yeah, so I cannot. She's not comfortable in front of people.
She's not comfortable in front of people.
But
yes.
Do you take offense?
No, I don't take offense.
I mean,
I don't take offense at all. So, yes, when she say, and everyone can notice that,
That girl's been one push us off. Right in front of people, and you're just pushing me. Yeah.
During the people, baby.
How?
No.
Hey, my life. You know, Mavilos, I want to talk about your single.
Yeah, man.
It's hot. I saw the music video.
Yeah, man.
I mean, tell us about that. I want to be your hero.
I want to be your hero, man. It's a song. It's a love song.
Yeah.
I really love love songs.
You love love?
Yeah, I love love.
You're a guy that loves love.
I love
you love. You know, I'm a guy that loves love. I'm a lover.
Yeah.
I'm a lover. Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that is why I get so much easily inspired
yeah.
by love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's negative or positive?
Yeah.
Because also love has got its negatives.
Its negatives, yeah.
And its positives.
Yeah.
So I get inspired easily. So I Wanna Be Your Hero is a song where a man is appreciating the lady in his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy just want to make sure the lady knows that, you know what?
Was it written for your lady?
It was written for every lady out there.
With tenderness, temple. Hashtag it. Yes, we are polygamists. Yeah. Yeah. It's a limpopo, Papa. Yeah.
The truth is that, you know,
yeah,
when you compose a song as a musician, you put yourself in every person's shoes.
Yeah.
So, yes, at some point, it can be personal.
You want someone to relate to it.
You need somebody to relate to it. So, this song is about appreciating the person that I want to be there for you whenever. When you cry, let me be the shoulder for you to lean on. When you're down, let me be the one to help you stand up again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you feel like everything is shattered.
Let me build it for you.
Let me build it for you. I am this person.
Yeah.
Let me be your everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So it says, I like to sing to my people a little bit.
Yes. No. Hit us with a no. what's that word again? My villas.
Villavize
us. Please villavize me.
It says, when you cry, let me be your shoulder to lean on, my baby. When you smile, let me be the reason why, my baby, my sugar.
Yes, my honey.
My sweetie lovey.
You know, I can tell you worked with Jonina, because everything is my sugar. Where do we catch you on social media, man?
On social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
I am Mavilos KM.
Auswege. Yeah.
And people, they can get me on those social media, even for bookings.
Yeah.
They can inbox me on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Also, love my fan page on Facebook is just Mavilos.
Yeah.
Mavilos. Or you can email me on Mavilos.
Yeah.
sm@gmail.com.
How's that?
Mavilos sm@gmail.com. You can book me there.
And on social media is Mavilos
KM. Yeah.
Those are my initials. Hashtag it. You will remember it. And listen, it was nice hanging out with you.
Yeah, man. I felt so good, man.
Yeah.
Why this time is so small?
Yeah, I know. You're via. We only got an hour.
A little.
But you know, and you see, this is what I like about our show is that, you know, when you come as a guest, you don't just spend 6 minutes and then you are gone.
You know, Matt.
You know? Yeah, you get to spend an hour.
This is super nice.
Exactly.
Man. This is super nice.
Because we are creatives. We want to we want to spend time and whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man.
All right, Mavilos, it was cool, man, having time with you. And we're going to rap with your single. And it's called I Wanna Be Your Hero. And remember, catch me, Kachsamudupi, a.k.a. Kachmo, on cliffcentral.com next Wednesday. And you know, it's every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And the show is called Unleashed. To catch this conversation, you can also get it on our podcast on cliffcentral.com. And remember, if it's not Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
Cliffcentral.com.